What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So we've talked about this a few times here on What You Need to Know, but wanted to give a quick update for everybody. Those middle-class tax refund checks from the state of California started going out recently, and the state has released a calendar if you want to find out when your payment is expected to go out. Now, it's like one of those like government links, so I will put it out there on Twitter if you want to follow me at Linz Baseball, and you can find it, or you can Google it. But anyway, the first round began back on October 7th, and the second round of the payments, if you get direct deposit, will start going out this Friday and continue throughout November. And important to know, if you did not get your tax return through direct deposit, or if your banking info has changed since 2020, you're going to receive your payment in the mail as a prepaid debit card. And those started going out yesterday and will continue to do so. So check your mailbox for those.
Oh, I am glad you said that last part, because that's exactly what my question was going to be. Like, what if something has changed? Do you receive a physical check in the mail, or what you're saying is you actually get a prepaid debit card? So, all right.
Yeah. So don't throw those away thinking, this is like some credit card deal. Because you'll actually get like a Visa debit card in the mail.
Laura, you said somebody threw it away that you knew?
My brother. So they did that with the other stimulus or whatever, the G1 or 2 or whatever.
The Golden State stimulus.
My brother's like, F this credit card stuff. And he ripped it. And I'm like, hey, you idiot. Wasn't that the like stimulus? He's like, no, it was a credit card. I was like, all right. Then his friend showed him the credit card. And he was like, dude, that totally was my stimulus. I threw it away.
So what do you do?
I was like, you idiot. He had to wait. Like, you have to wait until you do your taxes and stuff.
Yeah, he probably waited a good, like, 6 months, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Linz Baseball, did it say how much it is? Like, is it the same for everybody, or is it?
It depends on your income.
Well, I don't think you qualify, bro.
You probably make too much money, Cap.
I don't think so.
But, I think you do, because I think that if you make, like, it's like $75,000 or less, then you get more money, and then it goes up.
Right,
like,
I think it caps at like 100,000+.
Yeah,
you're like a CEO of an internet company. What are you talking about?
I know, but it's pre-revenue, George.
But your kids will all get them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They file taxes, don't they?
They do. Oh, they'll be so happy about that.
Yeah, they're not under you.
There you go, and then that's less money you have to give
them. Right. That's exactly right. That'd be wonderful. Be great if the government
still works out for you.
Give my kids a bunch of money. That'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is literally what you need to know.
That's an important one, yeah.
Yeah, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Royce Tony, who's a big fan of the show, he created the bingo card. He's also a a director, producer. Directed one of the ESPN 30 for 30s.
Which one,
Run, Ricky, Run? The Ricky Williams one?
I haven't seen that one.
And he also he worked on American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he's a big fan of the show, and he says, as punishment for Morales' reporting the erroneous death without checking the sources, which retracted the report, make him do a bonus lit only for your show and make him stay the full 3 hours.
Oh, that's a good idea. Although, tomorrow, Morales had warned us on Tuesday, hey guys, sorry, I can't be here because I've got to go to a Clapper dinner, and I'm only going to be able to do 30 minutes of lit, but I will come back in on Thursday for a makeup lit. And earlier today,
he
told us, hey, I'm out on a Thursday lit. So now I don't quite understand, really. I thought we were the lit show.
We were the originators. And now we're just.
Don't get it twisted. We are the lit show. We are probably the littest show on the station. He just doesn't love us that much. And probably because we don't need him as much. That's why he's.
Well, that is true. That is fair.
I came back with fire. Just saying.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that I think that Chris is a very integral part of our show every day and what we do.
I don't think there's any question.
Right,
that,
but
I know what you're saying. I'm just trying to be the neutral one here,
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Don't want to receive the wrath.
Right.
I don't want all the backlash coming on all of us,
Laura just say that, believe me, I get it.
Johnny with a funny tweet in the community. Cap is over the cap. You ain't middle class no more, Cappy.
I'm not, huh?
Yeah. And Cappy says, Chris Crypto Ray says, you can hey king your kids now.
Well, that's a great call. That is a great call. So I wonder what the deal is. Like, am I going to get something in the mail for my kids? Because, three of the four of them
are. If they have your address, they might,
Yeah,
as long as they file taxes, you're good.
Otherwise, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start looking at their bank accounts. Actually, I only can see one of them. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Do you track the kids, too?
I do track the kids. That's right.
All of them?
Yeah, on Life 360.
Oh, and not on your phone, though.
No, it is on my phone.
What's
it's an
Life 360?
Life 360 is an app where you can track your, for me, for my kids. And like when it's really detailed. For example, my daughter, I'll look, see where she is. It'll tell me she's in a car and she's moving 55 miles an hour and she's got 9% battery life left
on
her
phone.
Yeah. Like, it's pretty intense.
I would kill my parents if they tried to do that to me.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm a little paranoid. You know, I got three daughters, so with three of the four kids not being in the state, I mean, I just feel like I need to know where they are should anything ever go down, you know?
I just want to point out that my parents also had three daughters and a boy, same as you.
Yep.
And we all turned out great. They didn't have My Life 360 tracking us.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't have no My Life 360.
Yeah, but we didn't have My Life 360.
Right. So just saying that you don't need it.
I just had a Mexican mom. She sniffed everything out.
Right, exactly.
Paranoid dad. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Don't be that dad, though.
I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you the dad I am tonight. You guys, this is going to piss me off. You have no idea.
Yeah. Now, did you get the Life 360 after Rachel was tracking you or before?
Ooh. No, this is a separate tracking device, George.
No, I know. I understand. But did you get it on the kids before or after?
After. I got it on the kids when my third daughter went to New Orleans for college. I'm like, I need to make sure that I know where you're at.
So or post Rachel.
Where your phone is at. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So annoyed tonight. Let me tell you guys a quick story.
AR after Rachel.
That's right. Yeah. Tonight, I have to go to a 2-hour, you ready for this? A 2-hour driving class with my daughter.
Okay.
Why? Because she's about to get her driver's license. We're in countdown mode. We're at 18 days and counting.
Yeah.
And to get a parking sticker for her high school, she and a parent have to go to a 2-hour class.
Damn.
I'm like, come on, people, for reals? Like, I mean, really?
Yeah.
You know, like, I've had three other kids go to this school. One of my friends, I started kvetching about this earlier, is like, aren't you friends with the principal? I'm like, yeah. He's like, call the principal and like, get out of it. And I'm like, oh God.
Hey, King.
A 2-hour class tonight about parking at the high school, and you can't get your parking pass unless you go to this and your parent shows up. It's a real inconvenience, George. I just want to say that on the record.
Do you want her to drive?
I do.
Okay.
Let it go.
With it, bro.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
So Lindsay has an interesting question that I actually want answers to.
Okay.
Well, we were talking back here, and I was about to say before you told your great story was...
Yeah, great, great.
You have a tracking app on your daughter's phones.
By the way, I love how dripped in sarcasm that was. Oh, my God.
No sarcasm here. No sarcasm.
Yeah,
you like that story? You guys like that story?
So, Cap, you put...
Some things I just have to get off my chest, you know.
Sure.
You first made it sound like you had this app on their phone like for a while, and then now that we've discovered that this was a very, very recent thing, they all agreed to this, no problem. Like, sure, Dad, you can track me. I'm going to put this app on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah,
why?
You know why?
Well, they didn't fight you on it?
No, and let me explain why. This is a very good question by you, Lindsay Baseball. You want to know why?
Because you support them financially?
Because here's what I say to them. I go,
well, that
hey,
for sure.
We're putting Life 360 on your phone, and you're all going to opt in to Life 360. And naturally, as you might imagine, every one of the kids was like, give me a break, Dad. I'm not doing that. I'm like, whose phone is that? My phone. No. My phone. Okay? That's my phone. I pay for it. I pay for the service every month. That's my phone. So on my phone, Life 360 is going on it so that I know where my phone is.
So which membership of Life 360 do you have? Do you have the free membership, the gold membership, or the platinum membership?
Do you have the pricing? The free one is free.
Right, clearly.
And how much are the other two?
$14.99 for the gold a month and $24.99 for the platinum.
I think I got the $14.99 of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the platinum has.
You go with the platinum.
Yeah, like, I'm not, come on, really?
Well, the platinum, we're just doing a commercial for them now, but the gold membership has 30 days of location history. Wow, you can go back for 30 days? That's even worse than Rachel does to you.
Seriously.
Unlimited place alerts. Whatever that means. Individual driver reports?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Crash detection and dispatch. And then the difference is the Platinum has the 24-hour roadside assistance, ID theft protection, disaster response, medical assistance.
Wow, see, this is a great service.
Cap, you really should step your game up and get the platinum.
Just get the platinum at this stage.
Because especially
didn't
you
she lose.
Yeah,
her
that
thing?
Would have helped you twice. Your one daughter got her purse stolen and had the identity theft problem and all that.
Yep,
and then your other daughter, she's about to get her driver's license. I feel like you need to step your game up and get the more expensive one.
Why did
the
difference? For $10 a month, you're gonna.
How much was it? How much was the other one?
$24.99.
It's $10 more.
Yeah, you need to do that. Yeah.
All right. Well, as soon as my stimulus check shows up, that's what I'm doing.
You don't have one. And Justin has this too, right?
Yeah, my son's got it too.
Okay, good.
I just want to say that my parents never paid for my cell phone, nor would they ever. And they said, if you want a cell phone, you get a job.
Yeah,
and you get to pay for it.
Same. I had to get this. And I had to get my own cell phone.
100%. If I were in this situation and my parents wanted me, and they did pay my bill, and they wanted me to do the tracking thing, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go pay for my phone myself. I would rather pay for my phone myself than be an adult in college and have my parents tracking my every move. Just saying.
I had
you know
a
what,
crappy
Lindsay?
Cell
I'm with
phone because of that. Yeah.
I'm with you 1,000%. I wish that my kids would say, Dad, it's none of your business where I'm at all the time. So I'm going to say, here's your phone back, and I'm going to go get my own phone, and I'm going to pay my own phone bill, and you don't have access to where I am all the time. And I'd be like,
Laura,
great.
Do we have the song Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child?
We probably do.
Can you pay my bills? Did you pay my telephone bill?
And I'm not saying that it's a slight at you, Cappy.
If you did that, maybe we could chill.
And no, we don't have it. But
I just feel like, and I don't know, maybe I'm alone in this. Maybe you guys think I'm like really psycho, but I think that in today's day and age, especially when you have three daughters.
No, I get it.
Two of the three of them are out of state.
Then step it up for the platinum, bro.
Like I just told you, dude, as soon as my stimulus check comes, I'm doing that.
Never.
That's where my money's going.
Yeah.
To Life 360. The platinum package.
What do you think the Lakers are going to look like without Russ today? Go ahead. You answer.
The Lakers are going to win.
The Lakers are going to win is one thing. What are they going to look like?
They're going to look like a team. You ready for this? I'm so glad you asked me this. The Lakers tonight are going to look like a team. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That's having fun. That's enjoying themselves. Because you remember, the Lakers have stolen the pleasure of life and basketball from Russ, and he's walking around moping all the time, and everybody's got to deal with him and his ego. Tonight, without him, without having to worry about when do we have to get him in so that he doesn't get all upset, tonight, the Lakers are going to look like a team that is having fun playing ball. What do you think?
I think they're going to have better ball movement. I think that is that what you're referring to?
No. Guys are going to have smiles on their faces. Guys are going to be like, this is actually fun out here playing ball with my guys.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. But I also think that's because the ball will move and guys will actually, you know, there'll be more guys touching the ball in the way that Darvin Hand probably wants them to touch the ball.
When there's a huddle, all five guys are going to be in the huddle. And when you know, somebody goes to the free throw line, everybody's going to smack hands. I mean, guys are going to look like the pressure is off. That's what I think. Watch him get smoked tonight, and I'll be completely wrong.
No, Anthony Davis done really well against Jokic in the past. So
they got to win this game.
Well, they play him twice in basically the span of a couple nights, so they got to win one of them.
No,
tonight would be nice, but
they got to stop it right here. You know, losing streak. They got. And by the way, LeBron and AD, it's on both of them, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obvious.
There you go. Yeah.
You got two superstars, and you're 0-3, and everybody's asking you about a guy who's a complete pain in your butt, and you got to go win this game tonight without him.
Yeah. Is that what you would say to them at the Genius Series or whatever?
No, the Genius Series, I got a whole other thing I'm going to discuss.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to bring a manuscript of my book. I'm going to pass it out.
You have a book?
Well, I said it's a manuscript, you know? Oh. It's not really a book.
You're working on one then.
Well, I've been working on it. You know how I can't ever finish anything?
Right. Yeah, it's probably been like
I started this in 2010, yeah.
Yeah, that's my guess, yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll see. We'll play Radio Tinder next, though.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know this song from Destiny's Child, Cappy?
What do you think?
At first we started out real cool. Car.
This is my song.
Now Destiny to come and step to me.
Somebody here it is. Me.
Until you get your check next week.
Ain't good you for trifling, nothing Cappy. Type of brother. Silly me.
I found another.
We don't need a baller, just someone that can handle their stuff.
Damn, your kids are really harsh on you calling you a scrub.
Don't think you do.
Do.
So
you and me are through. That's a, let me tell you something. That is a pointed ass song right there.
They weren't wrong.
You know, that to me is like the late 90s version of Janet Jackson's What Have You Done For Me Lately?
What have you done for me lately?
I remember Eddie Murphy Raw used to have Eddie Murphy in Raw, which is the stand-up that he did, had a joke about like, I the song starts, I know he used to do bleep for you, but what has he done for you lately?
Got to have a job in the 80s.
Oh, man. That song right there, Bills, 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 is very pointed as well.
I see a lot of people, though, in the community going, dude, I get it. Like, today, in this day and age, it's just a more dangerous time than, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I want to know where these kids are at all times.
Mm-mm. See, so someone in the community said, what are y'all doing that got y'all so worried about being tracked? I'm not doing anything wrong, but I'm sorry, but as a 20-something-year-old in college, there's, like, something to say for privacy. Like, yep. I don't need my parents all up in my business yep. knowing how fast I'm driving in a car and when I'm taking a pee and, like, no, like, it's just, no, no.
Just to be clear, Life360 does not let me know when my children are urinating, just to be clear.
But the that. Platinum version probably does,
probably
Cap.
Does, yeah. Yeah. Hey, your daughter is about to go number two, so.
No, it's like you're know. In this part of this, oh, you're by those restrooms. Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. That's weird.
You're like, they're like a little green dot on like a map. That's so messed up to me that like, for me personally, it would give me the creeps just knowing that like my parents had that access to me.
For me, I love that you're that parent that cares so much, Cappy. So don't get it twisted. I do love that.
Right. But there's a fine line between
thank
that
you.
And privacy.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they're all over 18. Granted, you do pay for a lot of their stuff.
Well, but the other thing is, again, New Orleans is a whole different world.
I know. I've been there, and it's awesome. And there, but every listen,
they're
LA,
all together, like they're
Richmond,
all, yeah. It's not like they're like
South
doing everything
Chicago.
Alone.
Yeah, like there's a lot of crazy places, you know, even in San Diego.
I don't know. I'm a little paranoid. I mean, what can I tell you?
Clearly,
we know that.
My yeah. question for you is this:
yeah,
would
ahead.
You ever read your daughter's diaries if they had one?
Would I like intentionally?
Yes.
Like,
would you
go
through their stuff
around?
And like look in their diary?
Not really. Like I'm not like trying to find dirt on them. I'm just making sure that while one's in Boise and one is in New Orleans, my daughters in particular, that should anything happen, I need to be able to know where they might be.
Your
that's
daughters
all.
In particular. So even though Justin has this, you're not checking on him like you're on the girls.
But you know what? If you understood where he went to school. Dude,
nope.
There ain't nothing to do. There's no place to go.
That don't matter. He can get in trouble wherever.
That's true.
Don't be doing that.
I feel like OnStar on your car is enough, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Difference of opinion. I just feel like if it were me, I would be creeped out because I'd feel like it was a privacy violation. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're coming at it from the daughter perspective,
right.
not the mom perspective.
Right. Well, I would also tell my mom, like, what the hell do you need all that information about me for? Like, I check in when I need to. I didn't
yeah,
go
sometimes,
mis- no
sometimes
missing.
If I'm check on Life360 and my daughter's in a car and they're doing 75 miles an hour, I might send her a text and go, hey, tell your friend to slow down.
Yeah, no.
See? And the fact that you don't check on Justin the same way you check on the girls is not a good look, bro.
That is an invasion of privacy, if you ask me. If that were me, I'd be like, what is this, big brother? Like, you need to text me and then tell me to slow down? Like, come on.
Right, tell your friend to slow down.
Do you have, like, at the end of the month when you get the detailed reports, do you, like, determine whether or not they get a raise in their allowance based
no,
on their,
I haven't
their activity?
At, I haven't looked at any detailed reports. I didn't know they had that. Maybe I need the platinum package.
Yes, I think you do.
You need the platinum. At this point, if you're going to go in, go big or go home, bro. Yeah. All right, Radio Tinder, we have, like, 4 minutes, but might as well get a couple in. Go ahead.
All right, so I was listening to some Cleveland radio today. Had
no.
to get that in there.
Come on, really? You?
Yep, yep. Little me, who would have thought? So anyway, I heard one of the hosts, Sedano, who is our good friend Dustin Fox. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
ESPN college football analyst.
Yeah. So he was talking about how he's decorating his house and his yard for Christmas, but he said that he's not doing it. He pays a company to come put up all the lights on his house every year. And then after Christmas, they come and take them down and then they store everything for him until next year. So this had me thinking it's a great idea for a business, especially people who, you know, they're like super busy or even if you're physically unable to do it yourself. So I wanted to ask you guys, would you ever pay a company to provide this service? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
Swipe right, 100%. Now, my wife would do it instead, but if it was just me and, like, let's say my wife was no longer with us for one reason or another, I'd be
or
like...
Or say she broke her leg.
Or that, yeah. We don't have to
I mean,
go
really,
to
you
got to
take it
yeah.
to such extremes.
I'm just
my
saying.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm just saying.
So but, you, now you're like Morales, killing off Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, I but in action.
$50 to you.
I didn't actually.
So if Kelly broke her leg anyway.
Right. And it was like left to me. No, I'd be like, yo, we're paying these people for sure.
I'm swiping right as well. 1,000,000%. I am always going to pay somebody to do something that I, A, don't want to do, and B, won't do well. So, yeah. I'm in.
I think it's a great idea. And some of the guys are kind of giving them crap, like, well, you know you've made it when you can afford to pay somebody to put up your Christmas lights for you, which he does have that, you know, he has a much, you know, you get paid a lot more money doing TV than you do in radio. But they were kind of giving him crap about it. Like, I put my lights up myself. And I was just like, no, I think this is a great idea.
I wonder how much it costs. How much does it cost to have somebody come install your Christmas lights?
Let's start the business, bro.
Well, I mean, people do it. I see signs all over the place. They're usually stapled to, like, you know, telephone poles. Hey, you need your Christmas lights installed? We do it.
I've never heard of it, and I've never seen it, which I'm surprised. But I want to look into it. Also, part of the service, remember, is, like, you buy your Christmas lights and your decorations, and then they also charge you, like, a monthly storage fee to keep them, like, during the year. So you don't even have to worry about, like, putting them in your garage or in your basement and making space for them. So that's another part of it. I feel like that's, like, key, the storage part, you know?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm going to look into it, see how much it is, Cappy, and I'll let you know. Give you a quote. Maybe
yeah, I wonder if
maybe
they
I'll do
come
it for you.
Maybe they can come and put up your Christmas tree and then take it down and store that, too.
That's just kind of lazy. I feel like that's like
well,
a,
that is purely
I mean, the Christmas
lazy.
Tree is easy, though.
Yeah, that's and that's like a family thing.
I know, but you know what happens is you wind up getting used to it and you like it and then you never take it down.
I've done that a few years.
No,
kept it out super late.
Yeah, we take it down.
All right, let's do one more here. And this one's a big deal or no deal since we don't have time for it today because of Lakers. A report surfaced today that says one team is willing to spend more than any other team to land Yankee star Aaron Judge this offseason. And it's not the Yankees. In fact, it's the Dodgers' biggest rival, the San Francisco Giants.
Dun, dun, dun!
Randy Miller of NJ.com reports, quote, the Giants have targeted Judge and are prepared to spend whatever it takes. He said that his source, who recently met with Giants ownership, told him that, quote, Judge is at the top of the Giants list and they won't be underbid. If they miss out, it won't be because of the money. Is this a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say big deal because, look, if you're the Giants, not only do you want to get this kid home, but you know what else you want to do? You want to make sure the Dodgers don't get him. So if you're going to seriously ever compete with the Dodgers, getting Aaron Judge would be a big piece of the pie.
Yeah, I mean, home adjacent, I would say. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he's not, like, from San Francisco or Oakland. But close enough, I guess, right, in that general vicinity of the state. But they desperately need him, to your point, Cap. Like, they – if any of the – quote-unquote teams that are like the glamour teams, and I would consider them one of them, that needs an injection of some sort of offensive output, it would be them for sure. But if you're the Dodgers, I mean, they have the money to do it, but they seem to have a limit to where that money can go. Like they have a self-imposed limit, much like the Yankees. If the Yankees lose him, that's a way bigger indictment, personally. But all right, we're done here. Speaking of indictments, we'll see if the Lakers indict themselves tonight or if it's an indictment on Russ, and we'll have that conversation tomorrow. Good Lord.
Anybody want to go to driving class with me?
Anybody want to go to what?
You know, the parking class. Anybody want to go? Anybody
No. But you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do is make sure to get some Tequila Mandala, which is our presenting sponsor here on Radio Tinder. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small-batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and up your game and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.